This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
If you're ready for a new job, let Express Employment Professionals help you. Express is already hiring for summer jobs in a variety of industries. Job seekers never pay a fee at Express. Go to expresspros.com to find your location. That's expresspros.com.
Boy, is it dangerous right now. Cavaliers lost last night to the Indiana Pacers. I'm still a little bit, I probably sounded like this at the beginning of the show. I was a little shell-shocked, to be honest with you. Trying to fight it off, but I got to tell you, man, a little bit shell-shocked.
Well,
there.
Think about the way...
Just the way it went.
When have we talked negatively about the Cavs all year? When? I mean, yeah, they had
there's
a loss.
There's nothing negative. There's been nothing.
One time, kind of, but they were on the West Coast. Well,
they got... Okay, so they had the rough stretch where they lost to Phoenix. They lost to the Clippers. But there was...
They were all 10 o'clock at night games.
And they loaded all those games together, so... There was obviously fatigue, but where the Cavs had established themselves,
they already beaten Oklahoma. Had 50 wins at that point.
Yeah, they beaten Oklahoma City. They beaten Boston. The huge comeback against Boston. Yeah, they had one bad game this year against Oklahoma City where they got totally blown out. And it was a total weird game because I think the two bigs for Oklahoma City weren't playing. So, I don't know. It was like just a weird game. Other than that, we've been on cloud nine for this basketball team all year, and deservedly so. So I'm not going to sit here and read tweet. Like, there's a bunch of tweets. I'm not even going to give the names. Like, they're done. They're soft. Playoff Cavs.
See, I didn't get any of that.
Like, I'm getting it right now. I'm like,
of course, I wasn't tweeting last night, so maybe I was under the radar.
It is one game in the playoffs. Yes, it sucked. Yes, it was. It was a raise your eyebrows kind of, whoa, oh boy. Okay, so the Darius stuff is making me nervous. I'm not going to lie. Like, I am.
It should.
I
that's
am,
the only thing that I think I get nervous about because you need him on the floor to at least space out of defense. Go ahead.
If he is not healthy, and it's going to play. It's not like he's going to miss the series. He's going to play. I expect him to be out there for game two. But we don't know the extent of the injury. You know, we're not really getting the ins and the outs of this. It's the playoffs. I wouldn't even, you know, part of it is you don't even want the Cavs to tell anybody. Like, you don't want, this is gamesmanship too. So he had the two games off at the end of the series against Miami. They didn't miss him in that series. Mm-hmm. And he misses this game. And plus, you know, you do wonder, like, okay, maybe he doesn't play tomorrow because they get that extra rest. But you're going to see Darius. Now you're playing with fire. Like, if he can kind of go, he's got to go, right?
Yeah.
You're not.
Well, it's the postseason.
Yeah, you can't play
damn
the
it,
odds
we've been through
here.
This last year, and I ain't going to do it again.
And they're
if
big favorites.
Go, if you can go, you're going.
Aren't they big favorites for tomorrow?
Thought it was like 9 points.
Nine and a half.
So you'd be tempted to say don't play him because of the rest, but I'm sorry. Your season's on the line. You can't go down two games to nothing. You've got to play him, right?
Yeah. 216-474-0092. So I wonder... I want to ask some people, by the way, if you can, you're playing them. I want to ask some people, like, is it okay they kind of got punched in the mouth? Could that be a good thing? Because, I mean, I'm willing to say that, and I don't, you know, when you say they got punched in the mouth, it's like, oh, God, we're being negative already at the beginning. Well, yeah, we've had a lot of things that's been positive to say. I think you're right. Even at times during the regular season when things weren't so good, they were very few and far between, I think a lot of us were like, well, are you trying to fish for something that isn't there? Here, I mean, it could be a good thing that they came out there and got, they didn't get smoked, but they got beat like that and physically challenged like that, I think it could be a good thing because you're the only team. This was the only series, the series against the Heat, where it was not what you were talking about with the postseason. I don't think anybody, I don't know how many people watched the other postseason games where you were getting real physical takedown stuff going on. And then with the Cavs series, it was an extension of the regular season. Miami didn't necessarily want to be there. The Cavs were happy to blow them out of the water with the exception of the game two, which got a little tight there. But the other ones were just flat-out blowouts, and it did nothing to get us ready for a team like Indiana. Even when Darius said what he said, then he was out the next two games, and Tyler Hero couldn't do anything. So there was really nothing to glean from any of those things where there's so much other stuff to get into. I think it comes down to physicality, and I hope that this ends up being a good thing. Because as of right now, like, hey, they came out and they socked you in the face, and you're going to have to find what it takes in game two coming up tomorrow night to even that series. Or then we will be getting nervous about things.
Now, what about the analysis? And this is what we're paid the big bucks for, obviously. What about the analysis of, we're just going to shoot better next game and we'll win, and the Pacers will not shoot as well?
How are you going to free up those shots?
Yeah, well,
because if it's exact, if see, that's what I wanted to say and say everything was going to be fine. And then you're like, well, in a lot of those early, like they're selling for early shots within the possession. Okay, well, that might mean that you're flustered. And so if you're not getting good ball movement out there, like you can shoot threes, but if you're not finding the right threes, they're just going to clang and we're going to find ourselves into a problem. Like if they are stuffing you that much defensively, then yeah.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Making financial decisions shouldn't feel like picking a TV show. Too many options, too much hype, and no way to know what's actually good. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast cuts through the clutter. Their finance journalists break through real-world money decisions with clear, research-backed insights. From investing to home buying to credit cards, the nerds help you navigate major financial decisions with confidence. Leave TV to fate. Leave your next financial move to the nerds. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
Then that would consider a problem. But you have to do things to get yourself open for better looks for three balls there. So, yeah, I think naturally you're going to do that better than what you did last night. My God, how could you do it any worse?
Yeah, and just look, the one thing about the Pacers is those were good looks. Those were good looks. I mean, they're a very talented NBA team. I don't think they're on our level talent-wise, but, you know, when we don't have Darius, kind of evens things out a little bit. And they can work the ball and get those shots against a lot of teams. I mean, I've seen them do it. Their second half of the season, they were basically doing that to everybody. So that is the one thing about this. Like, I'm hesitant to say, like, I don't think they're going to shoot that well again, but I think they can shoot well.
I mean, at one point they were at 60%. I don't think they're going to shoot.
Yeah.
But I mean, if you're looking, I think they could stay at a clip that's over 40. And if you're staying at a clip that's over 40, you're going to be in positions to win games in this series.
Was anybody else having nightmares of that Orlando Magic series back in the day?
No, come on. Let's not go that far.
But
anytime you play against a team that hits a bunch of threes against you in the postseason, you're going to think that. Let me get, because I remember game one of that series. Well, they're never going to shoot like this again. And then they continue to shoot like that through the rest of the series until they beat us.
That 2009?
Yeah, 09. Well, that's because that's when it originally got started about him. Yeah. Like after 07 and 08, it's like, he's never going to go. And then 09 came around. It's like, oh, we're in trouble here. Henry at Akron, you're first up on the fan. Hello.
Hello. Thank you for taking my call. I saw that game, man. You're right. I blamed it on the Heat. The series wasn't nothing. It wasn't physical. I've been calling into this radio station. That's what I was concerned with. And on top of that, they really wasn't hitting their shots. And Indiana was hitting everything, and they was physical. So what is it going to take for the Cavaliers? Because I don't know what is going on with the Cavaliers, but they better not take this team lightly at all.
Well, how can you take a team lightly after they beat you game one in a series at home? Then no one's going to take anybody lightly now. They might have taken them lightly going into the game. I ain't going to lie to you about that. They might have been just trying to get things learned or figured out or whatever, which is probably not the way to go about it. Ain't going to lie about that. But no, they're not going to take anybody lightly for the rest of this series. And they really can't, because the next one after them would still be Boston. No one's going to take Boston lightly. Okay.
So what about how Turner was literally, he had Allen. He pretty much owned Allen the whole game.
Well, I don't even think it was that. Henry, thank you very much for the call. I mean, you brought up a point where it put Jared Allen in a disadvantage when Tyrese Halliburton is able to draw him out so far away from the bucket. And that's going to put more pressure on anybody else inside. So it puts more pressure on Evan inside. But really what it's going to do is it's set up where you brought up Jared as a great defender. You can do a lot of things, but you bring him that far out, it's going to create opportunities and spacing for the rest of your team. And the rest of your team is hitting shots like that. That's going to create a major disadvantage if you're not able to hit your shots on the other end. You only hit, what, 8 threes last night?
Nine threes last night. They had not had a single-digit three-point output night the entire year. Think about that.
Yeah.
They had had a few tens, but nine. They were sitting there on nine. And we thought Jerome hit a three, and they end up got fouled, and they ended up waving it off. So that would have been 10. But that shows you in a nutshell. Like, they had their worst three-point shooting game of the season. And then on the other end, you give up 19 on 53% from the Pacers. It was the worst of both worlds. And that's why, with all of that said, it's why I'm not panicking, because they're sitting there with 5 minutes left. And I still thought they were going to win the game.
Yeah.
So,
yeah.
That is,
so there's no, guys, there's no reason to panic. You're going to go over a loss, and they need to go over a loss. Now, I think that there have been some panicky Pete's in the mentions and a little bit on the phone so far this morning, but I don't think it's been that too terribly bad from it. I think that a physical opponent like this coming out and punching you in the mouth in game one, because that's what they did. They hit their shots. They played physically. I think it could be a good thing if you turn it into a good thing. This could be the best thing for them.
So there were a couple instances yesterday where, you know, Evan Mobley had that push in the back early in the game, and you wondered, is that some acting? Are they trying to buy a flagrant, you know, on that in that situation? And then, of course, the big one was the DeAndre Hunter, right? DeAndre Hunter gets rejected at the rim. There's all sorts of contact in the chest. He ends up going down, leaves the game. They have to analyze the call and all that, go back to New York and find out. And then they come back, and to the surprise of basically everybody in the building, and I thought, I don't know how it was on the broadcast, they gave the ball to Indiana. There was no harm, no foul.
There was plenty of harm. It was a very weird sequence. Spiro Dias tried to explain it as best he could, but I think it was a weird sequence.
Yeah, and Evan Mobley left the game too for a little bit. You wondered, like, oh my God, what's the collateral damage of all of this? But it was still a bunch of nice guys. Like, in the end, like, do you think this series gets nasty between these two teams? We saw some of that in other series.
If there's no Cavalanche or something like that in game two, and it's a grind-out type of game like this, because you mentioned 34 minutes from Donovan Mitchell, it was a very tedious, very physical 34 minutes for him. And if it continues this way with this team, even if you were to win game two and even the series, things are going to get testy between these two clubs. 216-474-0092. Cavs got punched in the mouth yesterday. Could that be a good thing?
Podcasting isn't just evolving. It's having a full-blown identity crisis. I'm Allison Marino, host of What's a Podcast? The Revolution Redefined, a new series that pulls back the curtain on the forces shaping the medium now and what that means for all of us who love podcasts. I'm really excited to share the official trailer, where you'll hear from some of the biggest names in the space. Ira Glass, Leo Laporte, Guy Raz, Hernan Lopez, Lex Fridman, AJ Feliciano, Dan Granger, and yeah, me too. Here it is now.
I still want to kill the word podcast.
That's not just a hot take. It's a symptom of an identity crisis.
Big company run media, and people are trusting it less and less. It's really important that we're independent.
There's a handful of companies that control the vast majority of podcast inventory that have the vast majority of the gigantic shows.
We left radio behind for a reason. We wanted to get away from all the gatekeepers.
I don't know that you could do this as effectively in video.
Podcasting is at a crossroads. I've watched the industry swing from hype to consolidation to reinvention. But this time it's different. From the producers of the documentary Age of Audio, Oxford Road presents the Media Roundtable special series. What's a podcast? The revolution redefined.
All of us who work in the media, like, yeah, we got to run a business and like, we got to make a living and we got to sell our ads and we got to do all that. But we all got into it because, like, I think most of us, like, it just gave us a feeling.
A three-part series where you'll hear the leading industry voices give their takes on what podcasting has become and where it's headed next. Teaming up with Oxford Road and Age of Audio director Sean Colone for this series was fun, but also kind of a wake-up call. If you love this medium as much as I do, you've got to listen to What's a Podcast? The Revolution Redefined. It's out now, wherever you get your podcasts.